Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hi everyone, it's Nikki here and I am so excited to welcome you back to another episode on my Teaching Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. I have been really busy behind the scenes recording and planning some fantastic upcoming episodes for you all, and I am so excited for you to hear them. I listen to the questions and feedback that you all send in to me every week, and I use these to try and work out what you would all like to hear about the most. This week is all about Fragile X. Before we start, I just want to mention really quickly that there are a few other names out there for Fragile X. Some of these are Fraxer syndrome, Frax syndrome, FXS, Marker X syndrome, and Martin-Bell syndrome. Throughout this episode, I will be referring to it as Fragile X. And I actually get quite a few questions about Fragile X every month. And it's not something that you can easily find a lot of information on. I actually wrote a blog post about this a couple of years back, and I'll link to that in the show notes for you as well, so that you can add it to your reading list if you wish. As always, I'm going to start right at the beginning, and that is the most common question that I get asked, and it's, what is Fragile X? Well, Fragile X happens when your body isn't able to make enough protein that it needs to grow and develop the brain. It actually affects around 1 in 4,000 males and 1 in 8,000 females, but 1 in 600 males and 1 in 250 females actually carry the premutation. Just like autism, Fragile X is more common in boys than girls. The X chromosome is one of a pair of chromosomes. Girls have two chromosomes, while boys have one. This means that if a girl has one full mutation X chromosome and one good chromosome, this can help in some ways to make up for the fragile one. The next question is one that usually follows on, and what can Fragile X cause for the individual? This is actually usually a really common question that I get from teachers and education professionals. A lot of the time, it's when they have a new student come into their class who is diagnosed with Fragile X, and the teacher's unsure what to expect, and they want to find out as much information as they can to ensure that they're able to support the student the best that they can. So, Fragile X can cause learning difficulties, but it can also cause the individual to have some difficulties with social, language, attention, emotion, and behaviour skills. Some of the common symptoms of Fragile X are trouble learning skills like walking, sitting or crawling, difficulties with language and speech, flapping hands, not making eye contact, anxiety, poor impulse control, having a sensitivity to lights or sounds, struggles to pay attention, aggression, self-destructive behaviours and hyperactivity. There are also many other symptoms as well, but these are ones that we tend to see the most of. Some children with Fragile X also have changes to their face and their body, which can include flat feet, loose joints, a large head, long and narrow face, large ears, and a large forehead and chin. Symptoms of Fragile X are usually a lot milder in girls than boys. It's also interesting that boys who have Fragile X have trouble with their learning and development, but girls don't usually have these issues. However, they may sometimes have trouble getting pregnant when they're older, and they may go into menopause much earlier than usual. One of the main worries for parents when their child is diagnosed with Fragile X is about the health problems that can arise from having it. These can be things like seizures, hearing problems, vision problems, and heart problems. The Fragile X chromosome comes in two ways. The first is premutation, and the second is full mutation. Premutation can be unstable, but this may not affect the individual, causing learning difficulties. It can grow, especially if passed from a mother to her baby. A man or a woman with premutation Fragile X chromosome can be called a carrier. Now, being a carrier may cause a small change in an individual, but a full mutation will cause a much larger change, and this can also stop the gene from working. Fragile X can actually be diagnosed by having a blood test. And if you're a carrier of Fragile X, your doctor can talk to you about having tests that you can have when pregnant to understand what the chances are of your baby having Fragile X. So now that you've found out some information about Fragile X, you may be wondering, well, how will all of this affect an individual who's going to be coming into my classroom? Or how will it affect my child, especially in a homeschool environment too? The individual could be easily distracted or restless, and they may have a much shorter attention span. They may be impulsive and overactive, constantly wanting to be on the move. And sensory difficulties are also common for individuals with Fragile X. Fragile X traits can actually be really similar to autistic traits, like struggling with eye contact or finding it hard to relate to others and form friendships and relationships. I also want to mention here that many individuals who have Fragile X may also get diagnosed with autism and they may develop epilepsy. Another really common trait is anxiety. Most of us will probably know someone who has been diagnosed with anxiety and how much this can affect an individual's life and in different ways as well. Another common way that Fragile X can affect an individual is through speech difficulties, like speech delay, and usually more with expressive language than receptive language. Now that you know all of this, you may be wondering, well, what treatment options are available? Well, no medicine can cure Fragile X, but there are options out there that can help individuals manage easier. And these include things like having additional support in school, or going to a special education school, having an IEP. All of these will help provide them with a more supportive and inclusive education. Speech and language therapy, occupational therapy, and behaviour therapy. There are also some medicines available that can help to prevent seizures and manage symptoms like hyperactivity. So that is my super quick overview today to help you find out a little bit more about Fragile X and the way that it can affect individuals. I hope you found this podcast episode helpful. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to send me an email and I'll be more than happy to help you out. If you want to learn more about Fragile X, I really recommend finding and joining a support group, whether it's local or even on social media websites, or have a look on Google search too. The National Fragile X Foundation also provide a lot of advice and resources that you may find helpful, and I will list all of these in the show notes for you to access to too. And I will list all of these in the show notes for you to access super easily too. I hope this episode provided you with some information about Fragile X that you found helpful. I hope this episode provided you with some information about Fragile X that you found helpful. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.